Oh man. Ho ho ho. God, X, it's been a hot minute, hasn't it?
It's been a while. It's been a long while.
Yeah, it's been a very long while, man. Crap. Shit. Yeah, well guys, we're back. Oh man. Ricky here is fucking bummed out. Hey, bomb the bright side, Exodus. I freaking recovered from the freaking abuse from last year.
That's good, because this next coming year is going to be full of more abuse.
That's messed up. Why would you do that to me?
Hey, you know, got to bring back all our antics and random skits at the end, of course. But the good news is now we're in the same time zone, so recording will be a lot easier than it was before.
Hey, yeah, I forgot. Crap. Hey, guys, I know freaking some of you guys probably forgot about us or probably just left us behind. But Exodus, he moved out of California. Now he's living in Jersey. Please tell me it's not a Jersey thing, right?
No, yeah. After moving over here to Jersey, it's been definitely a lot of different things here. The traffic is definitely different compared to California. You still get the normal, I feel like, East Coast traffic when you're going to, you know, work. So you're like talking about like, not capitals, but the bigger cities in Jersey or people heading to Philly. So, yeah, it's here or there.
Dang, man. How is the traffic from what's the traffic like in Jersey compared to California? Is it even better?
Yeah, I would say it's about.
I know you drive an automatic.
Better, but the same, I would say. Like, I hate traffic nonetheless with all these annoying cars. Yeah. Right? It is minimal. Let's just say there's more manual cars in California than there are here in the East Coast. So.
What? Fuck.
Yeah. You're good.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
I'm being dead serious. You don't see that many manual cars in the East Coast. I have seen more manual cars.
Beat myself with a crowbar.
That's fine. Anywhere, ever. I approve of that message.
Yeah, I know you would prove that message. Okay, well, shit. I'll tell you this, man. Exodus, from Jersey, I say freaking Georgia has the worst freaking cars. Like, car accidents. Because there's a lot of stupid drivers out in Georgia. Like, I've seen people in Georgia driving their shoulder. Like, if you saw Atlanta, for example, and I know if people from Georgia are listening to this podcast, let's be real now. Let's not lie to ourselves. I'm not saying Atlanta's a shithole. I'm saying the drivers are garbage. All right. Because we picture this. Picture a traffic jam in the soul heart of Atlanta. There are people on the highway that will have no time or patience in their bone anymore and will take the shoulder and then ride that all the way down as far as they can get. And then next thing you know, another car does it. Until you start seeing the cops just start realizing something. They're like, oh, hell no. So GSP gets on them. But sometimes I want to be in the ass to like park my car in the middle of the shoulder, you know, because
I don't blame you, dude. I get pissed off. Claims. I hate motherfuckers that just take the side of the road. Like when I'm sitting in traffic, like if I'm stuck in traffic, bitch, you're going to stay in traffic too. Stop trying to fucking cut me off. But you doing it to be a dickhead can also cause accidents.
Yeah. Hey, Exodus, have you noticed one thing?
What?
Think of every car accident you witnessed, right?
Okay.
Ever since we were in California, ever since we met in DC, and then Jersey for Warp Tour, and freaking Pennsylvania, freaking South a little bit. Think of those areas, right?
Okay.
Haven't you noticed I've seen more car accidents with Toyotas than anything?
Really? I've never actually paid attention to that.
I've started witnessing it. And this is how. One of my friends brought it up to my attention. And she just started saying, because we were driving, she's like, huh, is it a Toyota? And I'm just like, and I'm in the driver's seat, just like, wait, what do you mean it's a Toyota? I was like, I'm looking at my CarPlay, right?
Yeah.
And with my CarPlay, you see the little accident symbol pop up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, let's see if this accident's worth it or not. When we drive, like, worth the wait was what I mean. And she's like, oh, maybe it's a Toyota. And now I'm trying to put the puzzles together. I was like, what do you mean it's a Toyota? I was like, have you not noticed like most of the Toyotas are the cause of the problem? Like, Toyota drivers don't know how to drive. Like, you know those Think of Family Guy. Think of that one meme of like the Asian person trying to watch the freaking roads. Like, I turn now. They're driving a Toyota.
Yeah.
Not saying Asian people are always driving Toyotas. That's just a freaking funny meme for you guys. Family Guy. You want to freaking argue with it? Look at them. But no, with Toyotas, it's like I've started noticing, because on Highway 85 in Georgia, accidents are every day. It's a daily thing every day on Highway 85. And if you do not see a car accident, that is a really, really good fucking day. But I start paying attention and I notice every freaking time is a Toyota. It's either gets rear-ended or it rear-ends someone because someone's not paying attention to the road. People are looking at their freaking phones. And I'm just like, questioning, like, why the hell are these Toyotas freaking like getting so many accidents? It's because stupid. I guess it's a very affordable. Because think about like the Toyota Camry, right? Did you know the Toyota Camry has a total of 4,734 fatal accidents this year?
Damn.
It's not the most one. It's the fourth at the top. The first one with the most ones, obviously. Thank you, Ford. But no, it's just because Ford's up there. It's because all they do is focusing more on manufacturing. That's why. But Toyota is probably best in affordability, where people buy so many of their cars because of that reason. Not because there's a lot of them. It's just because it's affordable.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I think that the reason why Toyota is, you know, there's a lot of accidents with them, it's probably because it's so mass produced here and it's affordable, as you said. So a lot of people buy it and there's a lot more Toyotas out in the road. So, you know, put the math together. If there's more Toyotas out in the road than other vehicles, of course, they'll be the cause of a lot of accidents because most people are driving it.
Hmm. Yeah. Freaking in. I don't know. What's your thoughts on a Toyota? I know it's affordable, but hell, man, I don't think the Toyota is safe. Because think of is the Prius a Toyota? I think it is.
Yes, it is. Yes.
The Prius was the number one thing I freaking was worried about. Because that thing, Toyota, oh, this is a fuel efficient car. Oh, it's going to freaking save people's lives. Yes, it's going to save that person, whoever is driving, or people who are ever inside that Prius. But anyone else outside the Prius, good luck.
Yeah, no, Toyota to me is a good company, right? It's affordable, it's reliable, just like a lot of Japanese-made cars. I know a lot of hardcore Americans that believe in only American cars. Yeah, we have good, you know,
American,
you know, models or, sorry, makes, like Dodge, I would say. I would say anyone in the Mopar family, even though it's no longer super American, since they've merged with Stellantis. Even before that was Fiat. Doesn't change the fact, right? So a lot of the reliables, Honda, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, Infiniti, the list can go on for Japanese vehicles. They're all reliable. And they've come up a little bit more in the market, especially the Toyota Tacomas. Those trucks have been sold so much more in the last few years. You know, like, okay, even though the Tundra is supposed to be like the big bad truck, there's so many issues with it. A lot of people don't like it, even though it's like the truck that's supposed to mimic the American pickup trucks, like the F-150 or the 1500 Chevy or the 1500, you know, Dodge, or the, sorry, Ram now. They try doing
Don't mess that up.
Yeah. They tried really hard to mimic it, but the Tundra is just not it. It's not. The Tacoma, though, especially with the off-road packs and, like, the TRS or whatever the hell the trim model it is, is very big. Like, I've seen a lot of people get Tacomas for off-roading, and they love it. Like, it's amazing. But when it comes to their sedans, I feel like, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of sedans from Toyota, even though they are reliable and cheap. Maybe just me, but I'd rather just go with an American car. But
it's sorry, Exodus. I just want to let you know it's a TRD, not TRS.
TRD, yeah. TRD.
Tacoma Racing Development.
That's what it is. So, yeah, the Tacoma TRDs are good. And like I said, I like American, prefer it, but I do like foreign cars too. Like, you know, there's cars like the Mini Cooper, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini.
Supra.
Yeah. The Supra is a Toyota, by the way.
I know.
Oh, okay.
It's still foreign. You said foreign cars.
Falls on the Toyota though.
So? I'll tell you this. With Toyota, I'll give it its props. Like, the Taco, it's very popular. Everyone gets it. Hell, freaking, I had to bump into a few guys that were part of a Taco gang.
Taco?
Yes. Taco gang at the Tacoma. They call it the Taco.
Oh.
Walking Taco. I don't know how. I literally, because that's when you start introducing me with the Dodge and like form environment.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing that, I overheard some kids fucking talk, talking about like, hey, freaking, we gotta get ready to get the rest of the tacos and get the guys together so we get the gang. I'm like, tacos? And here I'm thinking like, oh, cool, maybe there's a good Mexican restaurant finally in Georgia I could grab. I'm like looking for it. I'm like, hey, you guys know some places for good tacos? I was like, no, man.
No, you didn't. Like, what?
Yeah, I did. I so did. I was, dude, I'm craving Mexican food. There's not a good Mexican restaurant in Georgia that I've discovered yet.
So
I miss California for that reason.
Taco is short for Tacoma.
Tacoma.
That makes sense.
Because if you look at it, T-A-C-O-M-A.
Makes sense. Taco. I get it.
Yeah, taco. So I literally made myself look like a dumbass, and they're like, no, man, they're Tacomas. It's short for taco. Tacoma is short for freaking taco. Taco is literally freaking a group of people we get together. I was like, what the hell? I was like, is that like a caffeine octane kind of thing? He's like, no, it's just something we do. I'm like, okay, well, honestly, Tacomas are not that attractive in my point of view.
You don't like, I mean, they're nice trucks. You don't like them?
No, it's a city truck. It's so freaking small. A truck's supposed to be a carrying thing.
See, that's when you're thinking about like a Tundra, you know, the Toyota Tundra. That's like a carrying truck. But a Tacoma isn't a street truck, as it's the name of the trim stands of TRD, is for off-roading. It's a 4x4 truck that's meant for rocking. A lot of the TRD packages come with like, off road. It's like a rocking mode where it helps to be able to, it does something with the suspension. I can't really speak articulate when it comes to that because I don't really know much, but I know that I've seen people that have a Tacoma and has the little switch on top of the dash where the lights are at. So it's meant for off roading, it's not a street truck. If you're thinking about a street truck, you're thinking more like the old Nissan Frontiers, those tiny little trucks, or like, not the Bongos. Is it Bongos? Is what it's called?
The Bronco?
No. The Bongos. It's like this truck they have in Japan.
The Bongo trucks.
Yeah, that, you know, kind of like those are street trucks. They don't carry anything. They're just like trucks for looks.
Well, they're also trucks to fill up supplies with and move it.
Yeah, so like that's what it is. Like, the Tacoma's for the street, but like, it's crazy to think that a lot of Toyota drivers suck at driving.
Is it just because, like, you know, when you sit in a car, you like adjust your mirrors, like your side mirrors, your rear view mirror?
Yeah.
And every time you sit in a vehicle, right, a new vehicle,
mm-hmm.
you look up, you look down, you look left and right in your windshield to see what the limitation of what you can see.
Yeah.
And then how much you can adjust the seats and see the mirrors.
Yeah.
Pretty much trying to see if you cover your blind spot. Correct. I don't know if the blind spots are crappy in a Camry or just in a Tacoma. That's what causes more accidents. I just don't know. I should probably just get some time like this freaking next following year just to sit in a Camry to see what it looks like. People are going to ask me, sorry, what's up?
I don't think that it's blind. It might be, actually. It might be people not positioning their mirrors correctly or not using, you know, because people, a lot of people don't know this. When you're looking at a at your side mirrors, right? You're supposed to, when you're facing forward, if you look left, you should not be able to see the body of your car in that side mirror. Now, once you turn your head like a good, like I say, 45 degrees to the left, you should see slightly. You should see like the side of your car slightly. And that way you can cover the blind spots as close as you can.
Yeah, because most of the time what I've been noticing is people have been trying to point their mirrors towards the freaking ground so they can see a line where they're parking their car. And I'm just like, what? Why is your mirror so freaking low?
Like, damn. Like cars aren't on the floor, dog. They're like literally behind you. How can you see the cars behind you?
Yeah. And I'm just like, man, this is crazy. The one thing I will give Tacoma is the luxury piece. They really do have a good platform when it comes to like inner, like the screen, the touchless, hands-free freaking phone devices. Because like most of the time they have their little charging port. Now with today's technology, they have a phone holder that's the wireless charging port for your phone. So you can just put it on there and it just connects to it. And the CarPlay is wireless. So then it just connects to your phone just Bluetooth, just via Bluetooth, not via, like you have to plug it in. And it's just Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And it's all touch interaction. So that's one thing I actually do like about the Tacoma luxury piece of it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like any when it comes to any, you know, make and the model of the vehicle, there's usually like better trims. But now that I think about it, you mentioned Toyotas and Camrys and accidents. My little brother actually got in an accident with a Toyota. And it didn't yeah, like in a Camry too. And he's fine, you know, but like this man literally was driving. He stops at a yield. There's another car behind or in front of him. And apparently the driver in the car in front of him was driving a manual Kia, whatever, Soul or whatever. And they had a leg injury and they couldn't get the car back into first. So they took their foot off the brake, hit the accelerator, car revved up. My brother thought the car moved and he went and just boom, bumped the rear of the car. And he was so confused. He's like, what the hell happened? You know, the person comes out. He's like, yeah, sorry. Like my leg, I just had surgery on my leg, on my left leg, which is the one you press the clutch in. Anyway, she said they're like, oh, what? Yeah, I know. Why would you be driving a manual car if your left leg can't really do much? Like, you're driving a manual.
See, if people's feelings get hurt because I keep saying stupid people, it's because of that reason. Because how does it make sense to freaking go out and drive a manual car when you had surgery done on the leg that requires you to apply it?
And guess what? The person turned around and said, also, I don't usually drive manual cars. I'm still learning. Crazy. Anyway, so there's a system, though, in Toyotas. They're supposed to, like, in most cars, actually, I guess newer sedans, because I know our Challengers don't have that, but there's, like, sensor, unless you have, like, the SRT package and stuff like that, but there's, like, a sensor in the front that's supposed to catch if someone brakes or it's not moving, and it's supposed to lock up your brakes. For the Toyota Camry, it locks up your transmission, which, you know, effectively stops you. But that little safety feature didn't kick in. So, and he was surprised. And I think the Toyota drivers rely too much on those safety features. Like, oh yeah, my Toyota can stop my car if I'm about to get, like, hit someone. No, you should probably rely on your eyeballs too and brake appropriately.
I think that's just due to complacency, honestly, with everybody is, ooh, these features are so cool. It can help me with driving. Yeah, it's supposed to be a safety thing. You're supposed to actually use your body still for it.
Yeah, it's an addition. But, yeah. It's not like a replacement of, you know, you reacting. It's an addition. So, like, you'll react, and then the car will then also help you by, you know, stopping other parts or, like, braking or locking up transmission to hopefully make you stop on time. But that's not the only accident he got into. He, the next day, was driving dry, by the way. Everything was dry. There's nothing wet on the ground.
Okay, so this is sounding good so far.
Yeah. So he's driving on 95 or 295. Okay. And he went to go change lanes. And this is exact. I understand what he's coming from because it happened to me. And this.
Wait, Hold on, before you go on any further, Exodus, does he have the sensor, blind spot sensors on his side mirrors?
Oof. That's a good question. I want to say yes. So he went to turn into a lane, which was empty, right? But the dumb bitch two lanes over was also turning into that same lane. So they were both turning into the same lane at the same time. So as he went to go do that, he saw the car eventually. And he was like, oh, shit. He yanked his steering wheel too far right and ended up on, like, all four tires, I think he told me, were on the grass on the side of the road. And he was already, like, the back end was already, like, you know, swerving. And this is when it comes to, you know, your skill and your was it skill level and your risk. When you do your risk assessment when it comes to, like, driving. And I learned this from riding, right? So you never want to supersede your skill, because when you supersede your skill, the risk is higher. Now, if you stay with, if you know your skill level, your risk is always lower. But this man, once he got into the grass, his, you know, rear of the vehicle was swaying. He then decides to turn sharply back into the road. And once he did that, his ass end went swung to the right. Car was parallel. He overcorrects, swings it all the way to the left. Overcorrects again, goes, swings all the way to the right. And at this point, he's facing a telephone pole head on, about to hit it. And then at the last minute, he's like, nah, I'm not doing that. Hard turns it again, flips the car to its ass end, and it smacks the side of those barriers. Not Jersey barriers, but the metal barriers on the highway. He hits destroys the rear end of his car. Like totaled it. Like his trunk was hanging off the freaking the holder. And, like, his gas tank cap was dented in. His axle, I'm pretty sure, is broken or bent. He destroyed his entire bumper, caved in his rear end. Like, I believe the car is totaled. But
that sounds like the frame's messed up.
Yeah, so, the frame is dented. And to fix that, if it's broken, then it's not structurally sound anymore. And it could cause a really, really bad accident. So, yeah. This man literally did all that in a Camry. So I'm starting to think that you might be right.
I might be onto something here.
Yeah, because it seems like it is a driver's error a lot when it comes to Toyota Camrys, and people rely too much on its safety features too.
But that's also every car too. But mostly with Tacomas, or not Tacomas, Toyotas. Sorry, tacos. But the thing, the only Tacoma, Jesus, I'd say doing it again. Tacos, I'm sorry. You're just too catchy. Toyota, the only Toyota I'd probably buy would be a Supra. But that's the only cheap, crappy thing is I'd be so excited to get a Supra that I forgot it would be a Toyota. That's the only thing I'm worried about, because I like a Supra. I'd probably get a Supra as an everyday car and use my primary car as a drag car. And that's it.
So you're telling me is you would get a Supra, you would get the 4-cylinder Supra. Because if you want to say...
Brother.
No. They have a 4-cylinder. I have a buddy at work in California that bought a Supra. And I was like, oh my God, you got a Toyota Supra. That's badass. And then he was like, yeah. And then it was a 4-cylinder one. The EcoBoost one. And we're like, get out of here, dude. That's not a Supra. That's like a freaking, that's a Camry engine in a Supra body. Like, get out of here. But it's okay. He was smart. He traded it in and got a Tacoma.
Yeah. Eh. I would either get that or, let me see, what's another good one? A GTR.
Though that's Nissan, though.
I know, it's Nissan.
You know, I think next year, the, completely slipped my mind right now. I'm kind of embarrassed. Oh God, what's the model, the Skyline model? It's the oh man.
35.
Is it the R35? Is that the Skyline that's banned?
Oh, wait, the band one?
Yeah, it's like the 35, the R36. I dude, I'm embarrassed right now because I was just talking about it. God, it slipped my mind. It's what, anyway, it's what, if you find out, let me know. But like, it's one of the ones that's banned because it the 0 to 60 and just is being dangerously fast. And next year, I think it becomes a vintage car, so it can be exported over here. So we'll be seeing
I think it
quite.
was the R32.
Is there R32?
I think it was the R32.
Yeah, because I think the 34 was the
It's
model.
essentially banned for racing because it's turbocharging and all-wheel drive configuration.
Yeah, I think it was a 32 because the 34 got unbanned last or this year because I made a video on it, I believe, on YouTube about it. Yeah, the 34 got unbanned because it became vintage and it has basically the same body and almost minus the turbo and stuff like that. It looks literally just like the Skyline. And then I think now, next year, the R32 is going to be unbanned because it becomes a vintage car. And a vintage car can be bought and driven here in the United States, no matter what it was banned for.
I just want to use that freaking GTR for freaking some racing, though. That'd be a nice car to own.
Oh, yeah, it would. That's a nice car, period. See, but now this is another question for you then. What gets in more? You said the first one was a Ford that gets the most accident. Does it specify which type of Ford vehicle gets in the most accidents?
Anything that's an F series, so pretty much the truck.
The trucks, Jesus. Oh man,
And
what?
you know what the number is for that one?
No, what?
10,845.
I think the main question is, are Ford truck drivers, do they suck at driving? Or do they like think just because they're big, they can do anything they want and then they hit people?
I think it's a mixture of both. I can't really make a decision on that because I've seen some people who are just like, get the hell out of my way, bitch, and just thinks they could just run their truck. And think like they could hit someone with their truck because you know rednecks and you know some Americans, they'll lift their freaking trucks up.
Oh yeah.
And guess what? As they lift it, nothing of the truck's gonna get damaged except anything below it.
Yep.
Maybe you're gonna have a dinged up bumper, maybe a slightly dinged up freaking radiator. Depends. Easy replacement.
Oh
But
yeah,
even then, like
and they cause accidents also because of that tow hitch, the radiator killers, because people will hit them from the rear and that tow hitch will right through the radiator and poof, done.
Yep.
What's the second vehicle?
Well, it's everyone's favorite freaking manufacturer. They just got rid of their best line vehicle on the market.
Dodge?
Nope. That's a very bottom of, that's the bottom manufacturer for accidents.
Ooh. They just got rid of their vehicle. What model? Oh, I mean what's the brand?
It's Chevrolet.
Chevy, really? I mean Ford Chevy. Let me guess, is the next one
Oh, but guess what the vehicle from Chevy though?
the Camaro?
Nope, it's not a car. Of course, it's not a car.
It's a truck.
Yeah,
It's
it's a truck.
the 15, 25, and 3500 series, isn't it?
It's a Silverado.
Yeah, the Silverados. Jesus.
But third on the market, and this one actually surprised me quite a bit.
GMC?
No, Honda. Not Hyundai, Honda. There's a difference, people.
Yes, one is Korean, one is Japanese.
Yes, and a firm. Now, between the two, which Honda vehicle you think it would be?
The Civic. Most people buy
See
Civics.
that I know, that's what I thought too. But it's the Accord.
Oh yeah, because that's the luxury model, the better model than the Civic. Yeah.
And you're
Wow.
trying to see, I don't understand the luxury when I hear, oh yeah, I got the luxury model or the high-end model of the car. I'm like, then I've seen Mercedes and freaking and freaking BMWs, low, like the lower sub models, have fancier stuff than this. Like, you ain't setting a standard at that point.
Oh, fun fact. Fun fact about Beamers, right?
Oh boy, here we go.
I finally own one. So it's a...
Well, yes, I know, you freaking communist.
Hey, it's not communist, okay? We're not Volkswagen, or however you pronounce it correctly. This is not the people's car, all right? It's not communism. It is German, but my mentor was right. Once you drive a Beamer, you'll never go back, because car's pretty smooth. Or SUV.
It's a people's car. It's so a people's car. Let's not lie. Everyone wants a Beamer. That's the people's car.
It's smooth. But anyway, if you notice, actually, I want you to sit here and think. If you think of every model there is in BMW, there is no trim model, right? So every car manufacturer had trim models. Like, for example, our Challenger. There's the regular RT. One. There's the RT.
Oh, wait. There's the SXT, the GT,
yeah,
RT, the Scatty, and yeah, the Hellcat, the Pussycat.
Yeah, the SRT Hellcat, right? Because there's all these trims that you can pay more for or whatever. BMW doesn't have trims. It's like you can pick the thing, like, it's not trims, but like you can pick, all right, like example, if you get the X5, right, which is an SUV, it's a bigger SUV right before the 7-seater SUV. It has two different models, and it's not because of what's in it. It has like either X-Drive, which is the all-wheel drive, right? So you either get one with all-wheel drive or no all-wheel drive. And both of them will have the same amount of like cool, fancy shit that BMWs have. And then there's the 40i and then the 41i. So one of them is EcoBoost, kind of like it's like uses batteries to like turn off the car and leave the car on while it's stopped, or to like help the transmission push the car forward. And then the other 41 or whatever number it is, I, is the fully electric one, right? But that's it. Mm-hmm. No matter what X5 you get, it'll still have all the fancy stuff. You can connect to your phone, all the turn on the fans and, you know, all the fancy stuff, have a profile and all that stuff. All that fancy stuff is already included, and the safety features are all included in every X5. They don't have trim models in BMW. Like, if you're looking at an Audi, there's like the premium, the platinum, or the whatever version of it, of like something. If you get the Q5, Q5 platinum is going to be different than the Q5 premium. So it's like, it's weird if you think about that. BMWs are the only ones that don't have trim models. Fun fact.
Well, just to let you know, BMWs are not anywhere on the margin for freaking car accidents. So good for you.
Yeah, damn, that is good. It's good to know. Damn, yeah. Look at that.
Toyota, you need to pick your game up, eh?
Dude, especially if they're fourth, that's kind of sad. And you said Dodge is at the very bottom. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like because Dodge, now that I think of it, Dodge doesn't really have that many, like, I don't know, like, it doesn't have that many, like, I guess.
Accidents?
No.
Like, that you many, don't see it get.
That many economic, like, there's not that many family cars, right? They had one sedan, which was the Dodge Dart. At one point, they had the Dodge Caravan, which was a van, but I don't think they make
that thing
anymore.
That thing had some oomph in it. They had a 5.7 Hemi in that thing.
Yeah, so like they had the Caravan, which I don't think they make anymore, but I don't know.
No, they don't.
Exactly. So now I think the only vehicles they make is like the Durango, the Challenger, which no longer will have the Hemi starting next year.
Don't forget the Hornet. That's their new SUV they're releasing.
Oh, really? Okay, so Durango, the Hornet, and the Challenger. That's it when it comes to cars. The rest are Ram, and Ram only makes the 1500, 2500, 3500.
Don't forget freaking Dodge's weird freaking Charger baby, their electric one.
Oh, my bad. I forgot. Dude, okay, Charger, Challenger, like the muscle car family. I can't believe I forgot about the Chargers. I apologize.
Yeah, don't. It's been a very hectic and depressing day. But if we're talking about car accidents, hey, everyone who has a Charger or a Challenger, keep getting car accidents with those things. Because once I find out more of those cars are getting totaled, I'm putting mine away, and then hello, freaking pricey.
True, actually. True.
Just think of this, and I know a lot of girls are going to judge it, or a lot of people are going to say, but cars are also an investment. You put time into a car, guess what's going to happen? That car is going to last a lot longer for you. And it's going to make a lot more money, just like a house, but not as expensive or pricier.
Yeah.
But hey, I do appreciate you guys for listening to rant about freaking Tacoma 4B and other cars that caused some accidents and about some communist cars like. Yeah. But just letting you know, me and Exodus, we've been slacking a bit. Well, it's not really slacking. We had some things to take care of. Exodus was focusing on moving from Cali to Jersey. We had to focus on getting the business moving from Cali to a new location. Where are we moving our company to? Was it Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Man, you guys are lucky. So I'll tell you guys this. The one thing that we're still doing is the workshop project for XR is still going on in development. It was supposed to be set up a long time ago. I had some personal partner issues with going on. But now we found some stability and some stable ground. 2 years coming with this project, developing back up. Like, man, it's a headache for me too. But we're going to start slowly getting the channel ready, getting our YouTube channel back up, getting the social media and some questions with our viewers. I know they're probably not a lot of them. We, no matter what, a view's a few and it supports the support. I do salute you to you.
Yeah, and also when it comes to that, there will be a lot more action when it comes to YouTube. We'll be, Ricky has his project, and soon, depending on how badly totaled my brother's car is, if he gets the money for it being totaled, he's trying to get his dream car, which is the Nissan, I think 2400, 2500. It was like the sports car version of Nissan. I would say in the 90s, but he wants to get one of those and he wants to work on it with me. So we'll definitely have content of us souping up that car since they'll be cheaper to get parts.
So we got some more content cars. Well, you heard it, folks. We're about to have more members in the XR family, and hopefully can't wait for you guys to see the channel, the sub channel underneath our freaking XR channel. And if you have any other questions, don't forget to like and subscribe, and to always follow us for more entertainment. And now, Exodus, I'm going to burn these tires because I want to, and you can't do nothing to stop me.
You're right, I'm not going to stop you. I'm just going to put you inside of them and watch you burn to ashes.
You better not freaking do that. Exodus, I swear to God. We're not. I thought we got past this.
Hey, look outside. Stop. Look outside.
No, I'm not looking outside.